I mean, this is a strong contribution, isn't it, by a senior, respected Conservative, one who makes no habit at all of embarrassing the government or putting them on the back foot. But it's a contribution on a subject which is preying on the minds of millions of people right now. And the something must be done about the cost of living around energy prices. Well, they've just gained a new strong recruit. So it will add, if you like, to the pressure on the government and on the Chancellor. Certainly in the build-up to the autumn statement coming in a few weeks in early December, when George Osborne will tell us about public finances, look ahead to the next budget next spring, and maybe just put a few cards on the table. I feel no enthusiasm around government right now to take up John Major's precise suggestion. There is a view in government, Peter, that interfering in markets is not the way to go. That, for example, you put a windfall tax on energy companies, they would just pass them straight on to consumers.
It's a bit like a freeze, isn't it? You say it sounds good, but then what's the impact going to be? That's what they would say, I guess.
They believe markets can't be bottled up and the consumer would pay in the end. But I think John Major has put his finger on a sense that something must be done. And I think something will be done. My money would be on, in that autumn statement or something around that date, that George Osborne would look ahead to another increase, and maybe a significant one, in the starting rate of tax, the threshold which the Lib Dems tell us they managed to whack up to £10,000. Tories I'm talking to now fully expect that to go up to maybe £12,500.
Really?
And the Tories don't want to have their brand
so
on that.
So saying, the energy is more expensive, but at least you've got more money to pay the bill. That
quite. And it's also fair to say that if John Major's plan as set out, it was only set out obviously in outline, but if it was acted on as he set it out, it wouldn't necessarily help consumers. They would still get their winter fuel allowance. The Treasury would get the money back from the energy companies, which some may say will serve them right, but the money would go to the Treasury and paying down the deficit rather than specifically helping consumers. So something more, I think, is probably more likely to happen, I think, on that autumn statement day.